Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Snowbank. Arby's. Monkey suit. Stinky balls.
It's Week Down! It's Week Down!
I got a pop quiz.
Okay.
8 times 10 is?
80.
80. 1 plus 1.
2.
Put them together.
82.
Oh my God. Nailed it. You're so fucking smart. Like, I thought that was going to be the thing that stumped you today. I was going to throw a little curveball, make you look as bad as me's math, and then I came out with that elementary shit and fucked it.
Episode 82.
Look at us.
I wish I could remember a math thing that Lindsay did years ago, but we've joked a lot, like, internally, like, math is just not her strong suit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the best at it, so I can't relate, but yeah.
But, God, it was something, there was one where it was about, like...
Oh, I think I remember this. I think it happened in The Office.
Oh, like, there's been several. What was, because I was thinking of one from years ago. What was the one you thinking of?
I think there was some sort of percentage thing. And I forget what we were talking about.
Right.
But it was like crazy off.
Crazy off.
It was like 8,000% off of in the wrong direction.
Yeah, she did one years ago when I first started kind of joking with her about like math. It was like trying to find out a movie to watch.
Okay.
And one was like an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, right.
It was like 100 minutes. And then one was, I don't know, like 4 hours, some crazy, the Godfather type, like really long sure. movie. And I was giving her like the minute breakdown. And I think on one of them, I said like 120 minutes. And the other one I did like the hour, 2 hours and or something like, but she had an inverted and she wanted to watch the one that was, she's like, well, it was something like 300 minutes. Should be less than an hour and 20 minutes or something. But it was like really confusing. It was really, I was like, wait, what?
You're like, hold on. Like, you have to turn the TV off. Like, what the fuck did you just say?
But like, and then it was like this crazy argument. And then she's like, oh, wait, I see what I did.
Yeah.
But we've had so many of those conversations where she gets, she has a good sense of humor about it now. But for a while, she would get so embarrassed.
Dude. Yeah. And only to make it worse is that if you have a microphone in front of your face and you're fucking terrible at it. I mean, come on.
I never had any interest in advanced math. Like when I got to like calculus and stuff, I was like, I just didn't like it.
Oh yeah.
I was like, well, I mean, I can work really hard to learn this stuff.
Yes.
That I don't want to work in a field that it's ever going to use.
I know.
Or I can stick to the basics.
I was just talking to Logan about this last week. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, I think, our kids and grades or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the biggest fucking blunder I had in college.
Yeah.
Because I fucking suck at math. I think this was pre-calc.
Okay.
And this is one of the reasons I changed majors.
Okay.
But I busted my ass because right. it was so fucking hard. I had to go to this thing called like the Polia math lab or something.
Okay.
So I was so stupid. I had to always go there and talk to people. And I did really well. Like, I had barely an A heading into the final.
That is really well. Yeah.
What'd I get on the final?
F.
Fucking D. And dropped me out of having an A and almost into having a C. And I was like, you fucking kid. Like, and then I never took math ever again.
Yeah, that reminds me of a friend I had in college. And he would he'd talk about like test anxiety, which I know can be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt like he would do like this class, like this thing that you can do a lot now in these classes where as we've gone to this, like everybody gets a medal, everybody gets a trophy, kind of like more of a culture where it's like, there's always extra credit options and you can, you know, which is good. You know, you have to put in work and tenacity, you know, like to do these extra assignments, mm-hmm. But they've made it like one of my kids' classes was basically you could retake the assignment as many times as possible. Like you fucking 30 times. And eventually, if you got them all right, you got 100%. But then what happens is the person doing that who takes 30 times to get a decent grade on every assignment doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Just like at the end of the day. So then they make it to the test and just bomb. And they're like, how did I bomb? It's like, because you don't understand any of this.
I'm guessing I get what they're trying to do.
I do what they're trying to do.
Trying to get you to really, really work on it. But I picture the same person that has like all of the pass-failed ones up on a board.
Yeah.
Like drunk. Okay, the answer is not two. Maybe it's three next week.
Right.
Three. He's like, no, I'm not fucking three. God damn it. And he has all of them in the basement. And he's trying to work it out.
Right.
Just like, okay, well, it's like three years later. All right, it's not 429.
Right.
Scratches it out. God damn it.
427, 426. One of these has to be right.
Right. It's a decimal. God damn it.
God damn it.
Back to 1.2.
And this buddy of mine, he would make it to the test. But then he was like surprised every time. He's like, I just don't understand why I'm just doing so bad on these tests. And I'm like, yeah, because this isn't your subject.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a weird thing. Like, I feel like we have now, like, I'm so different that way where Lindsay would be like, she wants to get so good at math. And I'm like, or you can just accept that you're always gonna be bad at math. there's things that I'm not good at, like chemistry. Never was one of my favorite subjects at all.
Mm-hmm.
Have a passing fascination with like the surface kind of elements of it. But to do a deep dive, like I learned like, oh, that's not my strong suit. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna, so I just, okay, I can be fucking bad at that for the rest of my life, and I'm totally cool with that.
Focusing on other things.
Yeah, because there's kind of a weird thing with like school, I think now, where they're like, you know, we gotta get all these kids to like understand all of this. No, I don't know that that's the best way to go. Hmm. Or it could be more of an acceptance thing of like, okay, try really hard, we gotta get the basics, but maybe on some of this shit, you're fucking dumb.
Hmm.
And there's gonna be dumb people on some of these subjects forever, and that's okay. Like almost like a t-shirt of like, it's okay to be a little bit dumb. Right. It's okay not be perfect on everything.
That's exactly what I did. I was like, I'm fucking, I changed out of being a business major and jumped over to like broadcasting and digital media.
Okay.
Because of fucking math.
Well, and you understand music so well.
Yeah.
I had, when I was like in college.
Well, not anymore. I forgot
you did.
It all. I did for a while, yeah.
But like, so passionate about music and, you know, like when I was younger, but that is way hard. Like math was actually always pretty easy for me. Like the basic like school subjects, but then music theory, all these things that I wanted to learn to be able to like play the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
Not easy. Hmm. And athleticism, like you're very athletic.
Like, I used to be. I'd probably break something if I just jumped.
But still way better. Like you were talking about a 360 you did. You just kind of casually snowboarding. Sure. Like I also went through a phase of like, I'm going to practice. Basketball was the main one. I'm going to practice so fucking hard. And I practiced like by myself after school, I mean, for several years, like really I was dedicated.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't have been more dedicated.
Putting it in.
And you put in the time, put in the work, and then went and played people who were actually athletic and they absolutely fucking destroyed me. Like, and so, I was like, oh yeah.
Practice makes perfect. Oh shit.
Practice can't give you better muscle. Like on a basic level, it can't give you better genetic athleticism. Like
sometimes it's not fair.
No, you just,
it's just not fucking
but
fair.
But we do that weird thing with people, like with brains where it's like, I knew as like I wanted to be an athlete. I wanted to be a jock up until like high school. And there was even in a tiny school of Riggins where we had literally six boys in class at one time, there was always at least two who were faster than me.
God, that's fucked up.
And I would fucking run so hard.
What are their names?
I would, practice. I would just fucking stretch and all this. But it did teach me. I'm like, oh, okay. Like they're just, and they weren't doing a bunch of fucking crazy workouts.
Yeah.
Nobody was. They were just born faster. But we do this weird thing where it's like, somebody is born just better at math or they're better at science. And we're like, no, you can do it. If you just got to work harder. It's like punishing them.
Sure. I mean,
it's like just fucking work so many hours to still be shit.
You got to work eight times as much as that guy.
If you work eight times as
gonna
much,
it's going to be worth it.
You're still going to be below average.
Right.
It's like that just feels cruel.
Chase your dreams.
Chase your dreams.
Go get your shitty little dreams.
Oh, I've always thought like get dreams that suit your talents.
Yeah.
Like maybe
you got to shape it to what's going on.
Yeah,
they got to be mold. You got to be able to mold them
mm-hmm.
and sculpt them into something that's going to best suit you.
Right, rather than just live a life of frustration because if you love the challenge, if you're bad at something and you just love the challenge,
yeah,
okay, then maybe that's the thing for you. It's like you'll be challenged the rest of your life.
Yeah,
me like even with comedy, it was a thing of like pragmatic where I'm like, okay, I like music, I like this. I wish I could be be fun to be like really, I don't know, an author of this kind of history or whatever. Not smart enough for certain of these things. Like just a self-awareness. But I'm like, but I can make people laugh. Mm. So it's like, how do I pursue this?
No.
But I see so many people who are like, no, I need to, dad wants me to do this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fuck your dad.
Fuck your dad.
Fuck your parents. Fuck your principal.
Well, speaking of you being funny, let's bounce forward here, and you go back out on tour because you don't stop. How long is this tour going for?
It's forever.
Forever. All right.
It's endless. No, but the spring we have dates coming up, and now my brain, sorry, sucking this, but like even with the comedy, I will say, I have a certain kind of stand up that is funny to some people. Other people absolutely hate it, and guess who's right? Both of them. So you can come to this. I'm just gonna say, come to this tour. But you, if you leave being like, that was fucking garbage, you're right.
You nailed it.
But if you also leave thinking that was the best show I've ever seen, you're right.
You're right.
That's the beauty of it.
That is the beauty of it.
So I'll be at Oklahoma City March 4th and 5th, Atlanta March 17th to 19th, and then I'm going to Charlotte, Tempe, Missoula, Raleigh, Salt Lake City, Davenport, Chicago. I don't want to play favorites, but I am especially excited about Missoula because I was very worried. They don't have a comedy club there. So we had to jump straight to a theater in that market, which is can be tricky.
Which theater is it?
It is.
Is it Wilma?
That's a great question. What's it called? It's the Wilma.
Yeah, oh, fuck you. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
sorry.
So it's gonna be. It's a fun. It looks like a fun venue.
I wanted to say fuck me. That's awesome.
No,
like,
you can say fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you. That's awesome.
You know what? You're right.
You're right.
Your feelings are valid.
You know what? Fuck you.
You're right. but we're very, very worried about, like, it's gonna be 17 people, and it looks like it's gonna be sold out. So it's fun.
That's awesome. That's a really fun venue.
Oh my god! And just a funny, goofy thing. What I was just doing right now with you, I just remembered that I don't even know how we got started. It was gonna be we took Kyler Monroe this last week into Seattle, look at some schools, like just get a feel for campuses.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how we got there, but we got in this thing where I was like joking with the kids. I'm like, I'm gonna be, you know what? I'm not gonna be irritable. I'm not gonna be frustrated. You get a new dad. I'm just gonna be super agreeable. I'm not gonna get upset by nothing.
From here forward.
Because I got really upset coming out of the parking garage, and then they were teasing me about it. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna be good. And then it was driving Kyler crazy. No matter what they said, I was like, you know what? Everyone's feelings are valid, and I think you make a lot of great points. And he'd be like, shut the fuck up. I want my real dad back. I understand your frustration. Change is hard.
I'm frustrated,
even when
too.
It's positive. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that you're frustrated, and I wish I could help you, but I just got to try and be the best version of me, and I hope you understand.
Lead by example.
Again, try and lead by example, and just turn over a new leaf. And then no matter what he would say to me, I'm like, you know what? I could get mad, but I'm not going to. Water off a duck's back. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. Just throwing out like cliches and stuff. It was driving him fucking crazy.
Wish I could have seen that.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That sounds awesome. buy your tickets for all the stuff. If it's not sold out, dancummins.tv.
And some won't be. You know what? Or like Orlando, we just had, not looking as good there. So there's going to be some clunkers.
Sure.
So you got to look for those.
You may have to travel.
You may have to travel.
And then just come see me fucking bomb.
If you work hard enough, just keep monitoring the tickets. Go to one where there's a better chance I'll be frustrated with the turnout. And then you can watch a bad show.
Oh, you'll be extra mad and extra fun to watch. We do have a merch announcement, and then we'll get into our very super most important starting question. We're just calling this one Getting Handsy.
Ooh.
Logan coming up with a hand design. IWD, cartoon hands doing the whip and the whoop. And the middle's got a heart. Look how cute that little heart is in there.
Very cute.
Oh.
Loving.
I know. I like the blue. Nice variation to some of the merch items that we have in the store. And you can check it out and purchase it right now at badmagicmerch.com or head over to iswedumb.com.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
all
yeah,
right, let's get into the... Oh yeah, we're also doing Who the What Fuck on today's show. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. Logan, push the thing!
The very super most important starting question.
This is from Kyle.
Kyle.
Dummy Kyle. Would you rather have a one-time push of a real-life skip button or live the rest of your life with ads?
One.
So picture a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We have to figure out what the time frame is here.
Mm-hmm.
What? You just get to skip an event? Do you get to skip like 5 years?
Mm.
I'm guessing something traumatic happened and you're like, no. You can see something happen. You're like, I'm out of here.
Just going to skip it.
And then you always skip it. And does it still play out? Or do you just vanish from the situation that you're in and then reappear somewhere else down the timeline? Mm.
Like I said, like a real time, like a real life kind of skip situation. I mean, I'm just wondering what you would choose to skip. Because my mind goes to like, you know, you get a diagnosis and things aren't looking good for you. And you're like, okay, I'm going to skip. But then you skip straight to death.
Right.
Because that sounds...
You just fast forward right into the fucking grave.
Right.
Whoops.
That sounds like a... I mean, it'd be great if you recover and you skip right to like, I'm feeling good again.
Right back to normal.
That's nice.
Never happened.
But that skip might be the last thing you do is push that button and then you're just dead. Or
oh,
but
well.
But also, let's say it's a ugly divorce. That might be a thing where like skip. But then, and then again, I mean, it might not be good on the other side, but at least you've made it to the aftermath. I mean, you could go from like, I'm living in a nice house, I like my car, skip. And then you're in an apartment with two roommates.
Right.
And you're having a bicycle.
And you're half nude.
And you're half nude.
Sitting on a bicycle mm-hmm. in the living room.
And you have a meth addiction. Yeah. But you did make it past the divorce part, at least.
Like, couldn't be better. I don't know. Just picture you're fucking, you're in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
You're on the beach. Your kids are smiling. They're laughing. And whatever. Like, your wife, you guys just kiss. Like, I love you, right. babe. Love you too. And you reach in your backpack and you accidentally push the skip button. And goes, and then the next thing you know, like you're on a fucking stationary bike in a meth lab, like powering some kind of blender.
You skip,
like, what the fuck?
No, you skip like the best part.
Right. Just straight from a great marriage to a fucking shit show.
If that was like a literal button that you got to push one time, and I feel like, would it skip like a sequence of events? I guess I'm thinking of like episodes of a TV show.
How long do we get to skip?
Right. And I wonder if it varies based on the event. Like, you get to skip an entire process, like going through a divorce.
Right.
Or is it like a set thing? Like, you're talking like 90 days. You know, what mm-hmm. is it? I would think it should be like an event. Like, you get to skip. It could be something small. You get to skip breakfast.
Do you just completely zone out?
Yeah, do you have memories of it?
Does it still play out? Or do you just vanish in the other people's world? Like, whoa, where the fuck did Dan go?
I'm back. I think it plays out. You just don't have to consciously experience it.
You just went out for 5 years and then just come back.
It's like some avatar of you mm-hmm. just carries on in your place.
Right. And then the other side of it,
yeah.
rest of your life with ads, which that's pretty bad. Especially if they come in the middle of nowhere.
If you have to have them all the time.
Mm.
Right, if there's no...
like, you're sitting there and you're about to do something and it's just like, hi, new TV show on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck, God damn it. You have to sit there and wait out for the ad before you can continue on with your life.
Now, wouldn't it be things that like where there would normally be ads? Is that what it is? Or they show up in your regular life?
I took it as regular life, but I think it's the other way. Live the rest of your life with ads. So I guess maybe if we do look at streaming platforms or...
Right, you just never get to have the premium version
always
of any
have.
Platform.
Right.
And
you can't use platforms and that don't have... If they don't have commercials, it's just off limits to you.
And you can't skip, you know, like, because a lot of times with ads, it'll give you the option to skip after a certain point. Man.
I know, it's a lot.
I don't want to give up the option of, sometimes I don't mind ads. The Super Bowl, when I was watching this, I really did, I was like, oh yeah, a bunch of cool, like new, like what are they going to do with these commercials?
Mm.
But having to watch them all the time, forever, always, is tough. I don't know. That skip button sounds magical, though. I think I'm going to pick the skip button just because it's exciting, just to have it.
Right.
I would want to just to have it, like in a little case where you don't actually push the button, like some nuclear option where if shit just goes to a place you don't want it to go, you can just skip on by.
And I think I'm just because of where we are now, mm-hmm. I would take the skip button now.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave younger me a skip button,
mm.
the one that like if I just tried to skip something that actually turned like helped me for the better,
right.
like some terrible experience, but I actually came out. Being a little stronger and more like understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
I was like, nope, fuck it. Like, do I still mm-hmm. come out with that? Cause I never experienced it. I guess not. So it might change entirely who you are.
I would think you would have the memories and stuff.
You don't even get to skip it. That fucking sucks.
Well, you skip, but like you skip right to, you are skipping it, but then like you, it's like you, the avatar, it's like you jump into the future. And then, meanwhile, this avatar in like real time has gone and lived all those things,
happy to be here.
Accrued all those memories, and then you get to have them on the other side. You just don't have to like wait through it.
That's a mind fuck.
It is a mind fuck. I mean, when you think about like time travel in general, that way it's a mind fuck.
Yeah,
that like the world just keeps going, especially when it's in this situation where you're going to the future essentially because you're skipping, but you're not. There's not parallel you, like you're merging back to yourself in the future. That's a weird thing to think about.
Yeah.
Like you just go into some suspended animation for a while, your consciousness, the real consciousness, but meanwhile, duplicate consciousness is experiencing all that shit.
Oh God. Don't do this.
Yeah, now.
Right. I guess I'm gonna take the skip button.
It just sounds like it's a powerful thing.
I think a lot of it has to do with I don't understand where the ads are coming from. Do they pop up while I'm doing stuff, or are they popping up and screaming? If they're just
what if you're like a stoplight or something?
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So basically, you're in the middle of doing something, whether even if it's sex,
mm-hmm.
like you're ready to fuck. Yeah, get on top of me, and then hi, do you need Viagra?
right.
Fuck, and it's like you see it's a 30-second. You're like, God damn it.
That would change things if it's real life. The biggest motivation still for me though to go towards skip would be prison. If I did something where it's like, okay, you're going to serve 7 years in prison. And especially if it was like a rapey prison.
So you're strategizing mm-hmm. this push button. You could fucking kill somebody and then just be like, boop. And just come out on the other end.
Or once you get arrested, once you know that the gavel goes down, guilty, like you're going to prison. And then maybe you wait till you get in there. Like, how bad is it going to be? And then all of a sudden, like you're in there, and then, you know.
How big is that dick?
Right?
Can I take it? I want to find out.
Your cellmate is super rapey and stronger than you.
You're going to get your skip button.
I'm going to fucking.
Confiscated.
Right.
They're going to take your skip button away.
You got to skip it as fast. You have to have somebody snuggle in your skip button in their butthole. Fucking, I don't know why it has to be their butthole. Wherever they want to put it.
You have it. Okay. You
went straight to butthole though.
Then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Okay. You smuggled it in.
Yeah.
It's in your butthole.
Okay.
And then it went too deep.
Oh no.
So now you're trying to find the biggest dick to fuck your butt.
God.
To push the skip button inside of you.
Now I got to find the guy with the biggest dick in prison, and I got to talk him into putting a magnet. Listen, I'll let you fucking just.
No, just let his dick push it inside.
I'll let you go hog on my fucking butthole. But
you have to ring my doorbell.
Please, please, can I put a magnet on your dick? And can we do a little like fishing kind of game?
Do you have a magnet? No? God damn it.
Okay. I'll suck this guy's dick to get a magnet. And then I'll tie that to your dick.
Do you have any string?
And then you fucking sodomize me. And then that's how we get my button so I can avoid all this. After this.
He's like, oh, okay, fuck you? Yeah, so I'm getting there.
But
it's just a little more complicated.
Let me line some stuff up first. And then he's like bigger and stronger. He's like, or I could just fucking punch you right now and fuck you. Hold on.
You don't want to do that.
Come on. He's like, I do actually.
You go in the hole. I love being in the hole.
And then maybe what you do is you just hope that he accidentally hits the button.
That's what I was saying. The wiener pushes the doorbell inside.
Okay. Okay.
You don't have to get it out. You just have to find a wiener to get far enough in there to go.
I see.
Ding dong.
I see.
And ring it. And then you just fucking skip.
I made it too complicated. You just have to get it. So then in order to skip the horrors of prison, you got to try and get anally fucking pounded as much as possible.
With the biggest.
Yeah, okay. This feels like it defeats the whole purpose of I love it takes like 2 years.
Come on, you're waiting for someone to get in there. It's just
a horrible, like, just evil running trains on you. And you're just like crying, like it's all tore up. You're like, ah, and then I picture like you do this for 2 years. And then somebody like your wife or whatever, like back home, she's like, you're not gonna believe what I found in storage. I'm like, what? Your skip button.
What? What's up there?
What's up there?
It's nothing. An old doorbell. You just like confused it. A garage door opener. Oh, damn it. You spend your entire time in prison trying to frame porn stars with huge dicks to get them put in prison. So they can come in and
come
push
and
your goddamn
and
button.
Try and ring your button.
Yeah, because no one
ring your bell.
You're like, God damn it. And you're just trying to frame everybody and get them arrested to come in and ring your doorbell.
And the whole time it's your skip forward button just sitting in a box in the fucking attic.
And the garage door the whole time is going, open, close. You're not going to believe this, honey. It's a ghost. It's got to be. Just, okay, so skip button.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, let's move forward. I have a short story to tell that happened a while back, but I think of it every single winter. You ready?
I want to hear it.
Okay, let's do it.
Dumb in the wild.
Have a look at this little beauty.
Okay, so every winter since this happened, I do think about this old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Because fuck. So this is probably five or six years ago now.
Okay.
I was in the house that I currently live in, so it was around that time, and we had a huge snowstorm.
Yeah.
One that I want to say at least, or it was at least about 10 or 11 inches on top of like another 8 to 9 that we had the day before.
Yeah.
So it was a fair amount of snow.
Okay.
And then like it enjoys, or like it likes it, like likes to do
right
here in Coeur d'Alene, it rains on top of it. So yep. This is just it's a fucking wet snow mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wake up, and at this time I'm commuting to Spokane for my job, and I'm like, this drive is going to fucking suck. I called my boss because he goes in early in the morning.
Okay.
And he goes, well, the freeway was pretty good. And I was like, cool, because my neighborhood is a shit show.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they haven't gotten to it. The snow is, you know, a foot and a half deep. I was like, fuck, all right. I have to mob it out of here. And I'll try to just get to, like, this street and then head up and get on the freeway and then have a clear drive all the way in, right?
Yeah.
So I start backing out, and the nice snowplow guy
mm-hmm.
came by. And I guess this guy who came by in the time between me checking out what the roads looked like and me getting out to my car, he just came flying by like in a backhoe.
Okay.
So he didn't have the little flip gate on it, so he just piled up snow at the end of my driveway. And I'm like, fuck.
Damn it.
Damn it. Like, it wasn't the proper guy. He's just helping out.
Okay.
So he boxed me in, and I'm already running a little bit late. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking shovel this. Like, I'm not getting out and shoveling this wet ass snow right now.
It's in Dukes of Hazzard.
I'm just gonna just fly backwards. And if you live in a wintry, and if you live in a wintry spot, you know this move, where you just got to go a little fast. You're gonna smash through the berm, and then you're back on the road and get out of there. So I'm mapping it out. I'm sitting in my driveway, and right across the street from my house is like a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking over there, and I see a car. And there's an old lady sitting in this car. And she can barely see over the steering wheel. You can tell that she's a little terrified. She has her blinker on. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just looking back at her, waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. I'm like, hey.
Your move, lady.
Because she is going to turn and go behind me, so I can't gun it yet.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there. Looking at her, and I swear to God, it felt like 5 minutes, but it was probably more like 20 or 30 seconds. I was just like, okay, well, she's not going. So I put it in reverse, and I start gunning it to go backwards. Uh-huh. And the second I'm about to get to the berm, she just goes, do-do-do, and pulls out directly behind my driveway. Mm-hmm. So I have to slam on the brakes, and I slide right into the snowbank, and I'm stuck for 3 fucking hours.
Because
it was wet snow. Everything had turned to ice. It was just me at home. I couldn't, you know, no one could help me get out. I had a shovel at the time. And you're in so deep, like it basically high-centered my car. People stopped. We had, I think there was 4 people help me at one point trying to get the car out of the driveway.
One of them Paisley boys got himself in a whole heap of trouble.
Can he get out?
Making the way.
And in the process of trying to get out, snow shot up into my engine, like broke my power steering.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, which hit like the radiator, broke a belt. Like, it just fucked up my car. It was like $2,500 in damages because this old lady just decided to pull right behind me as I was trying to fly through a snowbank. And I don't, I have no idea who she is. And I don't think there's anybody on this planet I hate more than her.
I don't know who she is either. I know Boss Hog Center.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Fucking trying to keep those Paisley boys down.
But I wonder what she's doing these days. I don't know if she's still alive. I'm not sure if she's happy that she had to have known I got stuck, but she looked like she was maybe 110 and going so slow.
Mm-hmm.
I had time to get stuck, and I was like, God damn it. I could have chased her and probably caught her car and yanked her out because she was going 3 miles an hour down the road. This made me so mad. Every winter, just picture her just go fucking.
I wonder if she even knows that she did that.
I bet you she didn't. She could barely see over the steering wheel.
That kind of
she needed like 15 phone books to get a little bit higher.
Reminds me of like, it was an old Seinfeld joke, which I'm not even like I was never a big Seinfeld fan as far as the stand up, but he had some joke about like wanting to make it to that age where you don't look before you back out of the driveway anymore. But there is that thing where it's like you see some people like drivers, but they just make it to that point where it's like they really just don't give a fuck.
The effort of turning,
no, like they're just like,
their back,
you know,
doesn't
what?
Allow it. Fuck it.
Other people are paying attention. They got this. And like that lady, like I wonder if she even had any idea.
Probably not.
You were just in, what is it, an NPC? Just in her little fucking video game?
Huh?
And one that she doesn't even pay attention to.
She's not even sure she's playing. She's away from the controller a lot.
Right.
She's AFK a ton. So, I mean, she haunts my dreams. And I swear to every single winter, and almost every single time I pull out, if it snowed and I'm coming out of my driveway, I just go, God damn. Like, she is, for the rest of my life, I'll picture her.
Wonder what she was doing waiting so long.
That's what the goddamn. That's what I'm getting at. I waited for her. I was like, just go. I could see her face, so she wasn't waiting for the window to defrost. She had her blinker on.
Right.
No cars were coming.
Right.
Like, she was ready to do it.
She just zoned out.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody any direction. This is before I had that new fence, so it was chain link. I could see all the way down the road. No one even remotely close.
I'm worried about my mom becoming that person, where it's like, she drives so slow and just takes so long to make driving decisions, but like, because she's a scared driver and she's like, but she's trying to be extra safe, but she's one of those people that's become so timid and so cautious that she's far more dangerous than she would be if she just fucking like went full, even like sped.
Right.
It's like, you'd be less dangerous if you just fucking went balls to the wall and just all fucking 50 miles over the speed limit, driving all recklessly.
Like the ones that merge onto the freeway going 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is so much more dangerous.
So much more dangerous.
Hitting it going 80.
Yeah. Just so much more rare. Yeah. And I've passed that guy, oh my God, an I-90 around here. And it almost is an elderly person. But I just remember this one guy, like, he must have been doing 35, 40. on a 70 mile per hour zone. And just like not even hazards on, and like a little Datsun fucking pickup truck, you know, with the shell on the back. And I always pay attention when people are driving that erratically. As I pass, I definitely do a hard stare, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Just pull over.
But then I looked over and I'm like, oh, this person, like, why are they still driving?
They should not be.
But just like looking straight ahead, completely oblivious to car after car almost rear-ending them. Like, yep. And I'm like, oh, you just probably, your reaction time is not what it once was, and you just want to drive slow and cautious, but you're a fucking menace.
This is the one time a week he gets out and goes to his one spot, his little breakfast diner, then he's going to be back inside for the rest of the week.
God, I hope there's automated cars that are really well by the time I'm that old.
I'm hoping sooner.
I think there's a good chance.
Yeah, I'm mad that we don't have them yet. I was looking forward to saving a bunch of time, being able to do shit and watch movies while I'm on, like, I had to drive over to Oregon for a basketball tournament this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That'd been great. Three and a half hour trip. Could have watched two movies.
Yeah, instead
I had to drive a car like a fucking peasant.
God, think about elderly drivers, how rough it must have been in like the horse and buggy days.
Right. Terrible.
Like
if at least they could have watched the movies.
I'm just thinking like if you're if you can barely, oh my God, like that age where you can barely drive anymore, but you can get in the car, you can fucking, you know, push the gas pedal, you can make it go. What, like the horse and buggy version of that? Like you can barely climb up into the carriage. You can barely whip the horses, but you're still going.
They don't respect you anymore. Your voice has no authority in it anymore.
I just picture a traffic pileup on some old fucking Wild West road where there's, you know, it's 30 carriages deep and there's just one guy in the front, just like the
old ass horses.
It just makes
hit skin noise.
right.
And it's old ass horses. Everyone behind him has brand new fucking horses.
Yeah. He's got three wheels.
Mighty Steed, the newest version, whatever it is. Literally has, what, 2 horsepower? Right, you get it. Right, exactly. And then the other ones are so old, it's like, they combine for a half a horsepower.
Exactly.
Okay, well, love you, old lady. If you hear this, I miss you.
Hope you're not driving.
Hope you're not driving. And hope you're not dead. Let's move on, Logan. Push it! What the fuck is going on? And without you knowing, you did a nice one of these. Hold on one second.
Segway.
And if you listen to other shows here at Bad Magic, I think we brought this up on The Secret Suck, which if you're a Patreon subscriber to Time Suck, then you get to listen to The Secret Suck.
Yeah.
And we briefly brought up this next story, but I had to bring it over here because it's so funny to me. Because it definitely changes my perception on how cool I thought these battles used to be. So, medieval war horses no bigger than modern day ponies, study finds. I don't know why this is so funny to me.
Well, and I think what's funny about it is it's like ponies can be, they're smaller than horses.
Yes, they are.
But they're a little bit bigger. They're not miniature ponies, all of them.
Right.
But I bet your brain went to where my brain would go if I saw that. And immediately when I think of pony, I do think of miniature pony, which is the best visual for medieval times.
Like a tiny donkey. Charge! So I'll just read a little bit of it here. It says, in films and literature, they are usually depicted as hulking, foot-stomping, snorting beasts, but a new study has claimed that the medieval war horses was typically a much slighter, daintier animal. A team of archaeologists and historians searching for the truth about the steeds that carried knights into battle has concluded that most were probably only the size of a modern-day pony. Researchers examined the bones of about 2,000 horses dating from the 4th and 17th centuries found in castles, medieval horse cemeteries, and other archaeological sites in England, as well as combining historical records and fictional stories of chivalry. So it goes on to tell us how many hands it is. It goes on to say it's basically 14.2 hands, which is 4 feet 10 inches.
Okay.
Is about how high they were.
And that's from hoof to shoulder, right? That's not from the top of the head. That's the top of the shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So 4 foot 10. But dude, I don't know why that's pretty fucking small. That's a fucking small ass horse. I love it.
Yeah.
I love picturing, just these huge battles that we've been taught of just flying in there with massive swords. These huge warriors that are just prime. They've gotten all the training and they're just on fucking ponies.
Oh my God.
And it's just, if everyone was on a pony, these tiny little fights, no one going as fast as they wanted to. Just like super tiny steps on the pony. Charge! And they have 20 minutes before anyone gets there.
Well, we've done like, I mean, horse breeding's been around for quite a while, but not to the level it's been in more recent times. Mm-hmm. And so we make these massive racehorses and they are just more muscular.
And they were and saying powerful. There's a chance like they had some of those.
Yeah, there were, because I worked.
But the majority was pony size.
In like Belgium, certain areas of Europe, I know that there were some massive horses like way back in the day, but like the majority, yeah, like the British Isles and stuff, I bet were like these pony size horses. And I always think about the knights on them too. It's like you watch like Game of Thrones, which we're going through that for the second time as a family, just because it's such a great show. Hmm. But those battles, you know, they have like the Mountain, like these guys who are these massive knights, and the Hound, and like these big fighters. No, like in general, they were much smaller and they didn't have modern training.
Yeah,
that's what I think. They weren't lifting weights. They weren't doing fucking creatine and protein shakes. They weren't doing testosterone injections.
They're lucky to eat anything.
No, they were just fucking living on bread,
potatoes,
yeah, ale. A lot of like they were probably just like sickly. There's no way they were just like big muscular fucking dudes.
It's even better.
Yeah, and when they got, I think about this, when they got injured, they didn't have physical therapists and they didn't have doctors. So it's like if your arm gets fucked up, you blow a rotator cuff, blown for life. So now you got these guys who, like, after a few battles, they're probably all fucking janky, and they got like injuries that won't heal, and there's no good nutrition.
One good arm.
One good arm.
They have to be tied to the pony, like, with rope holding them up.
Oh, if you sent a modern, I mean, the modern day, most people wouldn't be used to the psychological terror of that face-to-face battle, mm-hmm. like myself included. Like, that sounds like so horrific. But if you send some modern super soldier, somebody like some fucking special forces, but also like all jacked up and like, you know, like an NFL tight end size dude back, they would fucking dominate.
Absolutely.
But they're so much stronger.
But I'd put them still in my brain horse. On a tiny horse, like where their feet are barely off the ground.
I wish some of them were legitimately on miniature ponies.
Me too.
I don't even know if they had miniature ponies back then, but the sight of jousting and just the charge. Like, I picture like Braveheart.
Yeah, exactly.
They're lined up on each side of the glen or whatever, and then freedom! And they're like rush in there, but it's a
super fast feet.
You have these little ponies.
You know, a grown man on one of those tiny motorcycles? Like, that's the image that I have. Yeah. Like those tiny 50cc motorcycles where your knees are above your hands.
Yep.
And that's what I picture these. Like their stirrups, like, have their legs way up and they're like riding like this, fucking going into battle.
I picture, like, you ever tried to ride a big wheel as an adult?
No, absolutely. Your knees are smacking into the mm-hmm. fucking handlebars.
Yep, you can't do it. Just like the horse, like you said, like the tiny motorcycle horse version. That's very funny.
It got me thinking about other things that are not intimidating.
Okay.
To go into battle with, because a pony or a miniature pony, not very scary.
Yeah.
Especially compared to what we have now.
Yeah.
But like a fight today on, like, what, Segways?
Oh my God, Segways.
That's pretty funny.
That'd be very funny.
Pogo sticks is funny. Mm-hmm.
Razor scooters.
Razor scooters.
Where you have to actually kick all the time.
Use it as a weapon. Oh my
God. And if you had like a jousting thing, it would be so hard just to like hold, you gotta hold your jousting thing and you gotta hold the fucking handlebars. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you get a one arm, you gotta drop one foot and you gotta push. Kick your foot.
You know, you have a sword.
Oh yeah. And then if there's any kind of hill, like as you're holding the joust, it'd be so hard to break properly. So then there'd be situations where you just go way too fast into the battle, like going down a hill and just fucking kamikaze yourself into the enemy.
You get speed wobbles. Speed wobbles on your skateboard and just eat shit and you're out.
Right.
You skinned your whole face apart.
Oh my God. Go-kart.
Go-kart?
Mm-hmm. Go-kart jousting. Vroom, vroom.
Lawnmowers.
Ooh, like a riding lawnmower.
Heelys. That's a mm-hmm. funny scene. Mm-hmm. Trying to act super tough.
Oh my God.
And you just have on fucking Heelys.
I just picture that a whole big army, like all of them kind of running in motion, you know, like, rah! And then they have it synchronized and they all kick into that Heely position and then just like synchronized scooting together.
Scoot, like perfect little, like weaving in and out, doing their cool foot turns.
Oh my God. That reminds me of inline skating.
Absolutely.
If there was a big battle in like a concrete, like an urban area, and all the fucking fighters are on rollerblades.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny to me. That just so not intimidating. Like, I don't know why my brain went to like Taliban or something, or like ISIS, mm-hmm. like some urban warfare situation, like Syria. And all of a sudden, like the terrorist guy just fucking scoots on by in his fucking rollerblades, like zips across the street.
Hold an AK. You're like, what the fuck?
He's got an AK, and then he does like a fucking heel grab, like jumps off the sidewalk, does a little heely, and then fucking.
What are they called? Oh man, I forget. Is it a uni grind where you cross your legs? I don't know. I'm trying to top sole, bottom sole. There's like a Royale. I forget them all.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, but that'd be so funny to watch someone with a like a fucking AK on their shoulder grinding handrails on their way to work.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like skateboards and stuff too, which are normally super cool.
Yeah.
But then just like, yeah, like somebody with like the AK and stuff like that, but also doing like fucking kickflips and stuff like that as you're zipping around the battlefield.
Like, is he good? Is he crazy? Is he? I don't know what the fuck.
Would that be intimidating?
How'd you get into this? How'd you get into killing people? Because you're really good at skateboarding. Well, you can buy. I don't know. I just figured I can buy the two. I'm pretty good at both.
Oh, that's a funny mashup in my head. My brain's putting in like a Wild West scene now too. If you had like the gunslinger with the six shooters off your belt, but you're also really good on a fucking skateboard and just doing some like, yeah, grind down some rail and then fucking pulling.
I think it's a video game based on something like that.
Is it really?
I feel like I've seen it.
Something like a fun mashup. Or maybe
at least a part of a video game.
Yeah.
They make you get on something and then you have to like shoot while you're on a skateboard going down a hill. I'm sure it's some zombie thing.
Segway would probably be out of the ones you mentioned, probably the dorkiest, so. Yeah.
Leaning into it?
Mm-hmm.
There'd be so many people just falling off their runaway Segways.
Oh, my God.
Getting hit by Segways that no one's on.
Beach cruiser bicycles.
Right.
With a little basket
dressed
in front.
Dressed like a beach ring, cruiser
ring,
dude.
Ring, ring. As you're, the charred! Ring, 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 ring.
Honky, honky.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, this next story was sent in by a handful of dummies, and I think that you're going to get a kick out of this because you have, you're twisted in okay. your head. Your okay. head's twisted around. Two killer monkeys captured in India after revenge massacre of 250 dogs.
Revenge massacre?
Yeah, so two monkeys have reportedly been captured in India for killing more than 250 dogs in a murderous revenge massacre after pooches killed one of their babies.
What?
The primate perps allegedly slaughtered the dogs by dragging them to the tops of buildings and trees in the Vool village about 300 miles east of Mumba and dropping them to their deaths.
Is this a real story?
Yeah. They're not going to face criminal charges. They would also...
The monkeys aren't?
Nope. No,
okay.
But they grabbed him and brought him back into the forest. But another way they're killing these dogs, they're dragging them up into the trees so that they couldn't get food or water and they'd starve to death.
Does it? That's crazy.
I know.
Does the article?
People got hurt, like getting on roofs, like humans trying to save the dogs, and then they'd fall off the roofs and get hurt.
Does the article actually say that there's no charges going to be brought against? Because I love the idea that like that implies that sometimes they would bring charges against a monkey.
That's not that bad. You should have seen the other two monkeys here last month. They killed 600.
I just picture
chickens.
Going into a courtroom and like in the defendant's chairs, there's just a bunch of monkeys and like they always put like whatever crime, like, you know, you got to wear a suit and look a little bit more refined. And I just picture like a bunch of little monkeys in suits and their lawyer trying to get him to fucking stay calm and stuff.
Shh.
Present a good image.
Shh. Oh, but the jury just be in awe of a monkey. They're being all cute in a tuxedo or a suit.
This lawyer who specializes in this never has lost. He just figured out that like there's not a jury in the world that would convict a fucking monkey in a suit.
Absolutely. Right. He has so much money. It's all he does. This is what he specializes in. And the monkey says something on the stand, and he's the only one that knows what they're saying. So I'm like, sorry, Your Honor. What he's saying is he did not kill a single puppy. Do you have it on footage? Other monkey? Shh. Quiet in the courtroom. That's a funny scene.
That is funny.
But it got me thinking about
if
other animals did this.
I just how do they know? Oh yeah, sorry, go ahead.
They don't. I mean, they
revenge.
So like, so the story goes that so puppies killed one of their kids, and then they just went fucking crazy and killed all the dogs' things, all their babies.
I didn't know the monkeys were capable of organizing and revenge killings.
That's what I'm saying. And so I was thinking how crazy that would be if deer did it. Too.
Oh my God.
So you're out
kill
there.
Kill a bunch of hunters?
Yeah. So you're hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, I don't know, you killed somebody.
Right.
Bambi. You got Bambi.
Yep.
Bring it home. Good night's sleep. You're going to feed your family. And then you just hear little taps of hooves on your window. Like, you're like, what the fuck? You fucking move your curtains back and it's just a flock of deer.
Oh my God.
It's like, sup, dude? Like they stand up and start beating the fucking windows out. That'd be terrible. That'd be terrifying.
I was picturing the deer if the Bambi example, if you got one of their babies that they organized and like, we're going to come for their babies and just some horrible scene at like one of the elementary schools here, like during recess, like the deer have been waiting, they've been planning and then just
moose?
Like 1,000 fucking moose just come out of the woods and trample all the kids to death on the fucking playground field.
I guess we would stop killing moose. we would stop. Like right. That would be, if they knew that they could do that, we would stop. It would take one playground.
True. If scientists figured it out, it's like, why'd they do it? Well, because they're tired of being shot.
We got tired of getting shot, so they're going to fucking kill your kids.
They're going to fucking keep killing our kids unless we kill all of them. Because then at that point, you have to kill all of them or you have to leave them alone. Right. Are we going to stop hunting them or are we going to kill every one of those motherfuckers?
Take them out. And they're big.
They're big.
But they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty tough places to find. You know, going down the road at night, like you accidentally hit a fucking bird. And then the next thing you know, your entire car is getting swarmed by magpies. Yeah, you're trying to fucking peck your kids' eyeballs out.
God, more animals if they had revenge mentality.
What a scary world that would be. They just would work together. They could talk and they just were. If all the animals on the planet Earth went against us right now, we'd be fucked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They could organize.
Oh, yeah.
Work things out with insects, right? Come on, insect. Come on, do it for us.
Making deals.
You can sneak in there better than any of us. Go in there and bite them, poison them.
Is that a movie yet? Because it should be.
I don't know that. Planet of the Apes is the closest thing. Where like an animal gets smarter and organizes against humanity.
Right.
I don't think we've given that to any other species because it just doesn't seem plausible.
It turns into a comedy.
Mm-hmm. Like if it's cats or dogs.
Right.
It just doesn't seem realistic.
Mice.
Get the fuck out of here.
Gerbils.
Gerbils would have a tough time. Like if some gerbils like, guys, we got to organize. They'd be like, shut the fuck up, Larry. Right. Look how small we are.
Bad plan.
Like, we're tiny. No, we just go with our continued plan of just hiding.
Our hearts explode if we get too scared.
Right. Come
on. This is just not our fight.
We're not built for this. We're not built for revolutions. Talk to the monkeys.
Get on the fucking wheel and run.
Yeah, just get on the wheel and shut the fuck up.
Larry, God damn it.
Larry, I mean, good for you for your big dreams.
Big dreams, man, but that's a big wheel.
But you got a tiny body and a fragile heart.
Absolutely. Just
calm down.
Calm down. Get in the fucking wheel. They'll clean the cage in the morning. Just go to bed. Go to bed. They'll fluff up the fucking whatever, the sawdust or whatever the fuck's in the gerbil cage. Exactly. You're living a pretty good life, Larry.
Larry, you're living pretty. If you were out in the wild, you and I both know you'd be dead. You wouldn't last a day out there. Right. Fucking owl, hawk. Come on, calm down. Enjoy the wheel.
Right.
You get fed. Yeah, you get to live in your own shit, but you'd be living in shit out there.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking dead. So just shut up and enjoy your life.
Shut up, lay down, Larry. All right. Well, before we move on to One Star Heroes, we're going to take a quick pause for the sponsor break.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And now we're back.
Yes.
If you found something you liked, use the codes and buy the stuff. Because that helps us out and then people keep buying ads.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
One Star Heroes.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Okay. So
what do you got for us?
I chose my doctor's office this time.
Okay.
Because I just wondered, especially the last couple of years, with people a little more emotional than normal, and with constantly changing regulations that are frustrating sometimes, what are people saying about doctor's offices? I bet they're getting, and I just kind of thought too, like, I bet people aren't leaving reviews often when they're happy. It's when they get, something goes wrong.
Especially at a doctor's office.
At a doctor's office, right? I don't think a lot of people even think to review their doctors. So my doctor, Dr. Emery, Ironwood Family Practice, a great doctor. Been with him for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now. And he just seems like a real good, even-headed guy. I like him. You know, I've asked him some interesting questions about like, hey, well, I do this. I've been very honest with him.
He stuck his fingers in my butt.
He stuck his fingers in your butt or my butt?
My butt.
Did he?
He's put his fingers in both of our butts?
Not mine yet. Mine's going to be next year.
Cool. Anyway.
He touched my balls.
What?
He touched my balls.
We guys do it like just for, funsies?
Just for physical.
Like a friendship thing?
Okay. Hernia.
So he's touched your balls and he's fingered my butt.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Based off just those two things. All right. Anyway.
So here are the reviews. Overall, the practice, you know, on Yelp, 2.5 out of 5 stars. But not that I've been to a million doctor's practice. They've always been nice to me. But I do see a lot of grumpy Gus's in there. In the waiting room, you know, a lot of doctor's office, the elderly tend to go to doctors more often than the young. I think it pretty much fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I would venture to say they tend to be a grumpier group and a little more prone to complaining.
And I mean, I get it.
Right. Their bodies ache.
They're over it.
And so I felt like, you know, I haven't seen them, you know, mistreat anybody. They seem to be very patient.
All right.
So here's Greg Z, 1 star. Says, the staff is rude and incompetent. They lie to you when they're required to contact your insurance for payment because they are too lazy to help their patients. They
what?
Yeah. I picked reviews that are just absurd. They disregard patient needs on a daily basis, refuse to return phone calls, and ignore requests for follow-ups. Local pharmacists had to send multiple requests for doctor's orders as the staff does not care enough to send the information to the pharmacy. Took 3 months for a prior approval with our insurance company. Should have taken 1 day. The nurse told us that she has 7 days to respond to a request from a pharmacy. It was up to us to file a claim with the insurance company to refund the difference if we wanted our prescriptions on a timely basis. Do not trust doctors or the doctors or staff to care about your health issues. There's no fucking way this all played out like Greg is claiming.
There's absolutely no way.
This is from 2015. They would have shut down long before now.
I just refuse.
I just love the idea. And I'm not saying like all doctors are great. They're people. They're shitty ones for sure. And they're shitty nurses and they're shitty reception staff. Absolutely. But like for the whole team to be this just lackadaisical about their practice, where they're like, I just picture a bunch of people like sitting in the nursing station or the reception station and just like chatting. All the phones are ringing. There's people knocking on the glass. They occasionally just throw up a finger. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway,
the printer's just shooting out paper.
all
over the place. Like, fuck it.
They're just crumpling up and like shooting like, you know, baskets and stuff, laughing, high-fiving.
They fill out the form. They make you fill out the form. You walk in and give it to them. They crumple up the piece of paper immediately and shoot it through a hoop.
Every once in a while, don't care about your health needs, mooning anyway, patients. Anyway,
right? Doing like a little jerk off thing to him. Dumb.
Doctor's like asleep in a waiting room. You know, fucking nurse practitioner
hungover,
fucking playing a Nintendo Switch somewhere. Right. Like just no one gives a fuck about anything. Pharmacy's calling. Could you please? We've asked you so many times. Don't give a fuck. Click.
Yeah, and like they high five each other. Reception high five each other. Guy comes out of the patient's room and walks up. And goes, have you guys called in my order? He goes, I'll do it if I want to. Get the fuck out of here. Loser. This is the place that have a trap door.
Right, right.
That they would push and they just would fall through the floor. Exactly. If they asked like they had one phrase and that they say all the time. And they're just hoping that they say the one phrase so they can push them through the booby trap door.
Just doing like nonsensical fucking examinations on people. Like everyone who comes in, they're like, pants off, please. Right. Like just without questions or anything. Like
ba-dang-a-dang.
What? Yeah. Like slapping their balls around and then like turn around and bend over. Like what? Just turn around and bend over. And then boo-woo. Like making noises
right
as they shove their fingers up your butt. Boo-woo.
Why is the idea of like tickling somebody's balls and then standing up and slapping them in the face so funny to me? Just like, oh,
all right.
You pull their pants back up for them too. Right. They go, like tickle their balls, pull their pants up. They grab their pants, and you
slap them as hard as you can too. Like not like a little friendly slap, like hauls off and hits him in the face open handed, but as hard as he can.
And then grab his head and kiss his forehead and then push him up into the chairs.
As patients are putting their pants back on, they open up the door and literally just fucking kick them out into the hallway. So they like fall down and then just shut the door.
Do like the pants around the ankles.
Can someone help me? No, we don't fucking care about our patients here. Get out of here.
Yeah. They'll help you whenever you fucking wanting to. Yeah. Click lock.
<It's like> I love the idea of that crazy of a doctor's office.
That is fun.
So I don't think it's nearly as bad as Greg Z thinks.
Yeah, there's no way.
Kenzie L, This is from 2020. And this is also just absurd that this would happen. Very disappointed and saddened at Ironwood Family Practice's choice to charge an office visit for a free COVID test. I've been a patient for over 20 years, and I am disgusted at this office's choice of capitalizing off of a global pandemic. The office should not be charging office visit fees when the Panhandle Health District is referring patients to their primary care physician due to extreme demand. Not a community-centered facility. Take your business elsewhere.
I think everywhere charged.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly. If it wasn't a free testing site.
Right.
They charge you.
It's a fucking business.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to go there. Go somewhere else. But that's a weird thing. Like, you all of a sudden expect your private practice doctor to be like a fucking community outreach center.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I just love this paints this picture of them just being like these devious plotters. Like as soon as, like, you know, COVID settled in, they're like, how can we take advantage of this?
Right.
How can we make our pockets fat with the wealth of the sick?
Right.
You know, just like there's fucking evil doctors. Get out of here, Kenzie. Fucking drama queen.
The idea of the same shitty doctor's office luring people in with like free sandwiches, and they get in there and they charge them $20 for an office visit before they walk out. And thank you guys so much. Good to see you. Anyway, it's $20. You're not fucking leaving.
I'm picturing like a little like a breadcrumb trail, just a trail of fucking candies, and then just like people like follow the candies. Oh my god, there's more or like quarters or whatever. Mm-hmm. Fall, and then as soon as they open up the door to get the next one, gotcha. And it's fucking office visit. Boom, charged. Just hand you a piece of paper. God damn it, you fucking tricky doctors.
All the time.
Always sneak me in for your doctor's office fees.
Keep falling for that.
Next one, Robert H. One star, went to have blood drawn for a physical next week. I had no mask and was handed a paper towel from dirty gloves to put over my mouth. Nope. I refused and went to cancel my appointment. I was treated very rudely. I was told it could only be done by phone and to leave the lobby. Meanwhile, not one person in that lobby area out of about a dozen people were wearing a mask. Tired of lazy, scared people who are hypocrites. This did not happen as this person. There's no fucking way.
No.
You walk into a lobby where no one's wearing anything and they single out you. Out of 13 people, they're like, this motherfucker, we want you to put on a mask. Well, I have a mask. Well, then put these dirty gloves on your fucking face. And they just throw that. And then you're like, I don't want to do that. Well, then get out. Office visit. Boom, boom. Out of here. Office visit.
Just fucking write the bill.
Boom, done.
And the receptionist high five, and then away they go.
And the guy's like, no, please, please serve me. Okay. Just real quick, though. Take your pants down. And then fucking kick him out the door. I hate that doctor's office.
It sounds like a fucking riot to me. And I love the line
like
in there
place to work.
About how they won't let you do anything unless it's over the phone. Like, this guy's complaining about shit, and he's like, call me. I'm right here.
And they have that little semicircle reception desk.
Right.
I picture they close the glass and just put a piece of paper. Just call me.
And
then
right now. Yeah, just call me.
He's on his phone looking at him. Just, can we talk? Yeah. You just have to call.
Right.
Actually, I love this idea. You have to call them and it's like, obviously it's glass. So you're seeing them.
Exactly.
And then
they don't pick up the phone.
They put you on hold.
Yeah.
Can you put you on hold? We got a high call volume.
And just stare at you.
Just flip you off and stare at you. Or just go back to like playing some fucking game. Like, we get a high call volume. And they turn around and they're playing Risk.
Right.
They get a fucking big board game in the middle of the office area, and they're just like taking their time, right, having drinks and
what
stuff,
the fuck?
While you're listening to hold music 2 feet away from them.
last thing, where he just call me. It rings. He picks up, goes off visit. Boom, bang, put it down. God damn it!
Shoots out a fucking piece of paper.
Right.
next one is this is crack. Cynthia S. One star. Going with the Yelp one still. I've been going to Ironwood Family Practice for a very long time. I requested for a pneumonia shot, and they refused me because I told them that I have an allergy with a slight cough. They told me to go online and ask for a request for the shot. This was on April 3rd at 9:45 a.m. when I called them back at their office requesting to talk to the person that does take care of me and told them what had just happened. She said she would call me back about what happened and didn't even wait to listen to me, and she hung up the phone on me. So being that this was my doctor's office, I had nowhere to go because I wanted to get this shot. Not very caring. So went to a pharmacy and they gladly helped me. And by the way, after she hung up on me, I found another medical provider. Will not be going to this office ever again. Again, very uncaring. And I am 61 years old. And the pneumonia shot would be a lifesaver for me in the event that I contract the coronavirus. And if I do get sick, it prevents me from giving it to somebody else. And then what I loved about this one, uploaded a picture of a fucking tree with Christmas lights on it.
Right.
Nothing to do. It's never mentioned. It has nothing to do with the story. This person seems crazy.
But I know exactly where that tree is.
It's downtown.
It's right downtown, mm-hmm. right by Independence Point.
Yep.
It's a beautiful tree.
It's a beautiful tree. But this person, like, you can't figure out how to leave a fucking Yelp review without accidentally posting a fucking Christmas tree right. in your complaints. I'm like, I just don't think you have your shit together. Right. Fucking, what's your name? Cynthia S.
Going back to just hanging up on people.
I'm going to guess they don't miss her.
No, absolutely not.
I'm going to guess the Ironwood family practice isn't like, oh, I wish Cynthia S. was still coming here.
What's she doing? What's she up to? I always wonder.
Joe, she was always an easy patient to deal with.
Cynthia S. was the one that was across the street from me and fucking got my car stuck.
Exactly.
That's who that is.
Okay, so now we're just going to go over to Google for a few more.
All right.
For two more. And then, then one. Okay, three more. But overall, 3.8 out of 12 reviews over on the Google reviews. Here's one. This is H. I recently went to this practice and had a terrible experience. My girl has been complaining of mucus in our lungs and other bronchitis type symptoms for almost a year, but failed to go to the doctor any earlier due to corona. I include this one just because of that little typo of our lungs. I just loved it. Just put a picture in my head of like, we have, listen, my girlfriend has a bad cough and we have mucus in our lungs now. like somehow, like every time she gets a bunch of phlegm, she fucking coughs it into his mouth and it's their combined problem.
We share everything.
We share everything, including mucus.
And lungs.
And lungs. I'm sick of it. They're not taking seriously all of the mucus in our lungs.
Right.
That's just a little weird one.
That is funny. That is funny.
And then Caitlin Howell. Don't recommend this place. I've gone here for 29 years.
Fucking.
Yep.
Go somewhere else.
And I've been happy till a recent visit with this office. I'll never go back or recommend them to anyone. You're a piece of shit, Caitlin Howell.
Yeah, you are.
You went there for 29
three decades. Years.
3 decades. And you just said, place I have sucks. Been happy
right.
until a recent visit with this office. One bad visit. Uh-huh. And if you've been there 30 years, I'm guessing, okay, at least twice. You've been there 60 fucking times. And one time, you're like, I don't like it.
Dumb.
Dumb. 1 star. No one should go there.
I wonder what happened.
Right. Like, what? Fucking slapper, kicked her out of the office. Right. Tender piece of paper, office right. visit.
Office visit.
And this last one.
Oh, shit.
Okay, go ahead.
I just thought of going back to the office visit.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, you're in a complex where you don't really know where you are. And there's like detour signs. They're like saying, oh, sorry, this like hallway closed.
Yeah.
And they route you through that fucking doctor's office and everyone gets fined a fucking doctor's fee. They walk in, boom, gotcha. God damn it. Like, it's just this whole trap everywhere you go.
Whole racket.
You could be like at the fucking post office.
Right.
And they just somehow direct you into some back room where now they're set up. They fucking ding you.
Oh my God. You're just driving home and there's a fucking traffic detour.
Right. Like,
and you end up like driving. They have like somehow like one of those, like a garage or something like that, like little right. area where as you drive, you're like, huh, I haven't seen this place before. Nurse pops out and just fucking hands you an office visit charge. Right. God damn it.
Fuck.
I was just trying to drive home.
If I was a doctor, that's what I'd do. Had enough money to just pick like five people and fuck with them for the rest of their life.
This last one actually kind of plays into the character we made up about the angry doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to set up this last review, I've never seen this vitals.com before, but I guess it's a place where you can just, rate doctors.
All right.
And Dr. Emery, my doctor, is the most even-tempered, laid-back person I see on a semi-regular basis. He has always been exactly the same mm-hmm. in his bedside manner. The most calm. Like, I literally can't imagine this guy even raising his voice. Like, he is so just mild-mannered. And just seems like a genuinely, Lindsay sees him too. We have other friends who also see him. No one has anything bad to say that I've come across ever about like just the nicest guy.
Yeah, I remember. It's been a while since I've seen him, but I do remember him being very nice.
Yeah, he's just a very laid back dude. Mm-hmm. This review is absurd. Verbal tantrum. Self-verified patient of the doctor here back in 2015. Dr. Emery has a temper and does not hesitate to lash out at his patients. He verbally bullied my husband for a full 10 minutes because he claimed my husband had not gotten a physical. When I tried to talk to Candy in the office, she said she was afraid of me. And rather than discuss the issue, asked me to leave the property. I'm 4'10 and weigh 110 pounds. The people in this office have no problem lying to make their case or bullying the patient. Be careful of complaining. Some of them can be malicious. Sadly, this makes all of them look bad. One of the exceptions in their office is Kathy. She is professional, patient, and kind. Mm. This person's crazy.
Yeah.
This person's a problem. You don't get asked to fucking leave and have nurses at the station say that they're afraid of you and make these kind of claims unless you're fucking Bonkers. Doesn't say who they are. Doesn't say their name here. But I hope they get the help that they clearly need because this person needs to be medicated.
Yeah.
This did not happen like they're. I just can't imagine like this mild mannered. Like I go in there and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just having a little problem with digestion. Well, maybe it's because you eat fucking shitty food, you dumb fat fuck. I'm like, what, Dr. Right. Emery? You fucking heard me. You piece of, this is your fault. Get the fuck out of here, you idiot. I hate patients like you.
Over a physical, too.
Over physical.
What they're saying.
Right.
Like, have you gotten your physical? He's like, no.
Well.
He takes off his glasses, puts down his clipboard. He's like, yeah. You motherfucker.
I just picture, like, classic bully. Just, like, grabs him by the shirt, fucking slams her husband to the wall. Why didn't you get your fucking physical? Huh?
You skip this one? You gonna skip the next one? And the next one? Until you're dead?
You think this is a fucking game? I have better shit to do. He fucking slams, throws him on the ground.
Do you think I want to touch your fucking balls today?
No. And your balls stink, by the way. You know how many fucking balls I touch? Yours are the only ones I hate. You fucking nerd.
Too low.
Takes his pants out, rips his pants out, walks him, parades him out in front of the nurse. Look at this piece of shit's fucking stinky balls. Where's his wife? Get his wife over here. I want to shame him in front of his stupid wife.
Bend over.
Bend over.
Look at these shitty balls from behind. What? He's making him do the fruit basket? You're pushing everything back?
He flicks his nuts before he gets... Pah! Now get out of here!
Get out of here!
Fuck you both! Just like a crazy-ass doctor.
So you skipped it, huh?
So you skipped your physical.
It's that, oh, I'm too good for it.
Because what do I know? I mean, sure, I recommended it. It's not like I went to fucking medical school. What do you do? Oh, you work at True Value Hardware? Well, maybe I'll come to you with any questions about my fucking lampshade or some inconsequential shit! I'm trying to save your stupid life, and I wish you were dead! Just going on.
And then
he's a real bully.
And then brushes his shoulders off.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I lost my cool there for a second.
Oh my God.
Let's get you scheduled for that physical.
That's a really funny, like an SNL.
Like Hulk's out.
Character. Like, just the abusive.
Ooh, I almost lost my cool there.
Oh, man. Sorry, man. But I lost my cool there. Really been working on my temper lately.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay, right?
Right.
Right? Right?
Just yes, Dr. Avery. Anything you want, sir.
I just picture like that. That'd be so crazy to have like a weird bullying doctor. Like I know there's been like creepy doctors,
right,
who have sexually abused patients. Obviously, that's beyond horrific. I don't think I've ever heard a real case of like, you know, doctor loses license or like, you know, goes to jail for just being like a bully.
Right. Okay. Picture this. This is so funny to me. You're sitting in the doctor's office. Right. He walks in, walks straight over to you and grabs your stomach fat and starts jiggling it without saying anything.
What is this?
Because you fucking idiot.
Fucking loser.
Fucking loser. Anyway, what are you in here for today? And the whole time he's talking, he's just like looking at different parts of you. Scoffing. You're like, God damn it, I hate this guy. Such a dick.
Oh my God. Your doctor, like you get put in the gown and everything. You're just waiting for your doctor. He literally doesn't even say anything to you. He just like walks in the little check-in or office, whatever, shuts the door, locks it. As you're getting ready to like see what he's going to say, he just grabs you fucking hard knee to the stomach, like to knock the wind out of you, throws you on the ground,
right?
Takes his dick out and just pisses on you.
And then when that's over, he goes, anyway, what are you in here for today? My sinuses are a little fucked up.
After he pisses on you, he just tells the nurses you're fine. He just fucking throws a scrap of paper at you and just walks out.
You fucking tell anybody.
You fucking tell anybody, I'll kill your family.
What did you come in here for today? Well, I mean, in addition to being covered in my piss, what else did you come in here for? You got stuffy nose?
Oh my God.
Fucking get out of here.
Just throws you down and then just like kicks you like out of a movie when they're just fucking kicking them in the stuff over and over and over again.
Why?
Dr. Emery,
why?
Well, you didn't get your fucking physical, Johnny!
All right. What's a five? Okay. That's a new sitcom.
That's The Angriest Doctor.
That's an ER I would watch.
Oh my God.
The doctor's just super mean to everybody that came in there.
That feels like, I wouldn't doubt that was in an episode of Scrubs.
Probably.
Like when the, I cannot think of the actor's name, but there was two main guys. He was the main guy. Zach
Braff.
Thank you, Logan. Zach Braff in his crazy daydreams. That feels like that could have been, a version of that could have been some daydream.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I know who would be the bully doctor in that situation. That Irish, he's Irish of heritage.
Okay.
John
Cena.
C. McGinley, something like that.
I don't know. I have no idea who he is.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Logan?
He was, I actually never watched the show. Oh, I just knew
okay.
Zach Braff.
Okay, okay.
Anyway. Yeah, I didn't do a big Scrubs run either.
Oh, but actually, I knew what it was. It's a great show.
Is it?
It's a very funny
okay,
show.
Okay, fine. All right, well, that was a lot of fun. We'll take a look at something nice.
Okay.
Also sent in by a bunch of dummies.
Yeah.
Logan, please.
Sliver of Hope.
I can't stop thinking about a fucking abusive doctor now.
I know. I love the window scene. He's like, sorry, you got to call. I'm here right now. Can we just talk? Just call. Shut the little slider. And then when he calls, he's like, or takes the phone and throws it off the counter when he sees it ringing. Or puts like one of those dinner dishes over the top so you can't hear it anymore. As it's ringing, he's like, boop, and just mutes it.
God. I just picture them like you share your concerns. And then they like the doctor who's more subtle about it at first. Like, man, you're going to tell me. And then he's like, I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, nothing. And then like you hear him go back out. Like sometimes you can hear him talking right outside the examination room door. And then like, oh, is he okay? Oh, he's got another fucking huge pussy.
Right.
Dad's just fucking the whiny ass bitch.
Oh, I think what he's struggling from is he's a bitch.
He's a diagnosis, whiny ass bitch. And then you hear them high-fiving out there.
Another one today, huh? You're walking by as a whiny ass bitch counter that they have behind the office.
You go and you happen to notice it's like 6:03, and then as you walk out at 6:04,
yes, and
come what?
They do it. They change it and then clap for you. Like you walk out and they do it right in front of your face, and then everyone just starts.
Oh my god!
Just starts clapping like whiny bitch. What?
That's how you leave the office. Like at some places, I think it's like a cold. Oh my god, the ice cream place.
Cold Stone.
There's something where you can drop a tip and they have to sing a song or something.
I've been to one, I don't think.
Or those restaurants where it's like, you know, they have a birthday song.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing that the shame song. Like how terrible that would be.
So bad.
We had another whiny ass bitch, everybody.
Ding ding, they have a bell, they ring.
Ding 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 ding. He has herpes. That's not why he's here today. Just wanted you to know. Get out of here, cold sore fucking piece of shit loser.
That's the last thing. Why is that so funny?
That'd be so traumatizing.
So funny.
To be just mocked at the doctor's office.
Just the tickle with a fucking slap kills me. Okay, so sent in by a bunch of dummies. A couple weeks ago, we read about some cops who ignored a robbery to play Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to read a nice cop story.
Great.
Cop delivers food after DoorDash driver arrested.
Huh.
So this guy, a South Dakota police officer, went above and beyond the protect and serve motto when he delivered a food order after the driver was arrested. Doorbell video shows Sioux Falls cop Sam Burr delivering the meal to a shocked resident on Tuesday. Now, Burr had stopped the DoorDash delivery driver for a traffic violation and then arrested him for an outstanding warrant.
Mm.
Instead of letting the food go to waste, Burr completed the delivery. I know I'm not who you were expecting, but your driver got arrested for some things he didn't take care of, said Burr as he dropped off two bags of Arby's. The resident is heard laughing in hysterics on the video. The Sioux Falls Police Department took time to commend Burr and his attention serving the public.
That's hilarious.
I know. That's so funny. Like to care that much. Like, mm-hmm. Oh man,
I don't want their roast cheese. You know.
Yeah. Whatever. I want to know how he found out about that. Like, how did he know where it was going?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the driver was like, oh, maybe the driver cared a lot too. Listen. He was like, come on, follow me here. Let me just, and then you can arrest me.
I know you have to take me for murder.
Right.
But, you know who didn't kill anyone? Fucking Gary Larson, who needs a sandwich at 122 Pine Street.
Right. Look, come on. Curly fries.
You know the curly fries don't fucking reheat well.
they turn into fucking soggy.
Come on.
Soggy pieces of shit. Let's just get it there. Do the right thing. Get in the back of the. Maybe that'd be great. Oh, that'd be even better if he arrested the guy, put him in the back of the, and then they both went.
Oh my god! Still had that.
I didn't say that in the story.
At gunpoint,
right?
Has that guy completed his delivery?
Or have him walk up when he's handcuffed and drop off the Arby's? He has shackles on his legs and he's fucking walking up the stairs. And then here you go. Good job. Like, thank you, ma'am. And then as he's walking away, gets fucking gun like to his back. Hey, get in the car. Good job.
I'm picturing the person who got the Arby's still going on Yelp and giving him one star.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess I appreciate the cop. You know, like bringing me those sandwiches and stuff. But they're cold as fuck, bro. I mean, you know, didn't pay $15
Boo.
To have two fucking cold roast beef sandwiches and curly fries.
Oh man, I haven't had Arby's in a while. With those turkey roast beef sandwiches, or no, not turkey, the roast beef cheddars.
Oh yeah,
because this.
A beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar. It has been so long. Mm-hmm. Probably a decade since I've been doing Arby's.
They're very good.
They get left behind a lot.
Kyler loves Arby's.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he would.
It's his favorite fast food place.
He likes it because no one else does. Probably. That's probably why he likes it.
Probably, yeah.
He's fighting the man.
I will say, before I still will take a pill and sometimes do part of a milkshake, but they don't love me. But Jamocha. Jamocha milkshakes at Arby's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go a lot more in
Good Curly Fries
in college because there's one closer to campus. But anyway, okay, so that was great. Thanks for sending that in, all the dummies that did. And then I've got something that might give you a boner for 2U from Internet. Let's roll it.
The Internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple. 2U from Internet.
Oh, man, you got a boner already. Look at that thing. Okay, so this was sent in by Dummy Cody. I saw this a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think it was reposted, but I want to say it was maybe when I was in college I saw this video. Now, what you're about to see is this genius man, and there's a bunch of them for you to go watch, not just this one.
Okay.
Takes porn stars.
Okay.
And then has them try to read you a story while they have a vibrator on their...
On their private parts.
So they're trying to read to you.
Okay.
But also trying not to come.
Okay.
And the first one, we're not going to watch all of it
because
it's too long.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is Storia, who is probably one of the hottest porn stars ever.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. Let's see her.
Let's see.
Hi, I'm Storia. And today we'll be reading a section from...
She is very pretty.
Perverts, Necrophilia Variations.
Okay. Book choice. So it start as you can guess, starts off.
Feel your breath, share your alcoholic saliva.
And then the pauses get bigger and bigger.
Experience another sort of intimacy.
Until it basically turns into...
Do I look like a vampire?
Does someone have a remote control to like make the vibration change? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I'm guessing.
You imagine me taking you into my arms, embracing you, comforting you. There.
She's shaking.
I'll make those awful things go away. Life won't be a burden to you anymore.
She is shaking.
Pull back the curtain to reveal a wonderful new world. A party.
Anyway, so then she does eventually come.
That is very hot.
I know, that's what I was saying. Sorry for listening to this episode with your kids.
When your brains are
it's your
gone,
fault.
What,
you
know, oh.
That's not part of the story. Those things, by the way, we just wow. We just got through like got through like Valentine's Day for people listening. If you're looking for a somewhat they're pretty inexpensive and just a different kind of toy to spice up your love life, some ladies like those very, very much as like a foreplay thing, but you can be out somewhere. And they have the little egg inside of them.
Yep.
And you have a little remote control in your pocket. And you can switch the levels of vibrations. And I will say for a certain someone, big hit.
Big, awesome.
Yeah. If
ding.
The person who likes that will tend to really, really like it.
Right. Yeah, that is very true. It's called Hysterical Literature, if you want to look it up on YouTube.
That's awesome.
And they have just a whole bunch. They have a whole playlist of different porn stars that try to read your stories.
I'm jealous of...
It's a cool thought. It's also hot and sexy as hell. So
I'm jealous of...
That's on the internet, guys.
I'm jealous of women's ability to do things like that because there's no male equivalent just with having the Audi. Like, if you have a big boner, people are going to know that you have a boner. And I mean, the equivalent would be like a little robotic hand that just slowly jerked you off.
You're wearing like on a belt?
Yeah, you're wearing on a belt. You would have to have some crazy fucking tent over your junk area, like just wearing sweatpants to have like this robot hand slowly fucking jerk you off. Like there's no, you can't be stealthy about it.
Right. And especially if it has like the hydraulic system. It's just, there's no way of making it soft and quiet.
And you just make it so much more of a mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, obviously, like, women come and can, like, you know, make it wet. It's rarely going to soak through their, like, jeans or, you know, like, soak, like, onto the fucking chair. But it's like, it's a guy. It's like, dude, then you're just going to come all over inside of your fucking sweatpants or whatever you have for that situation to even work.
Yeah.
And then you got some fucking weird cum stain on your, it's, don't try that outside if you're in public, guys. Don't go over the public.
We need to invent this robotic hand belt thing.
I guess you could shove it up your ass.
Yeah, if that works.
Yeah, if that works for you. If you're a guy who likes the prostate stimulation, you'd have a little thing in your butt.
All right. I mean, I'll try to read. Here's what we'll do.
Okay.
I'll put one in my butt. You get the controller, and I'll try to do the show.
Oh my
and then we'll see how it goes. We're not going to do that. Don't even fucking request it. We got one piece of junk mail. Let's do it.
It's junk mail.
We'd have to. I was picturing a duel. How where we each have one in our asses that the other person has the remote for, and you know, like just dudes be like, it would be max. Right. Immediately, both of us would go to maximum.
Right. The intro would be done. I would hold it up and then tape the button down with fucking duct tape and just put it on the table. And then the whole it would just never stop. Okay, so our one piece of junk mail for this week is coming in from Ninja Turtle Dummy Eric.
Okay.
Hey, Dan and Joe. My name is Eric, and I'm a wastewater operator, a.k.a. turd herder. I absolutely love your guys' show. It keeps me entertained while I'm working. I want to share some of the things I have pulled out of the pumps, basins, and solid screens at the wastewater treatment plant I run. Most people probably don't think about what happens after they flush the toilet, take a shower, or run their washing machine. Most places the wastewater flows in pipes underground from houses and businesses and eventually ends up in the wastewater treatment plant. Mm-hmm. It's a daily occurrence for me to pull out condoms, condom wrappers, tampons, tampon applicators, flushable wipes, disposable face masks out of the solid screens. On occasion, I pull out hydrodermic needles.
Oof.
Some of the crazy things I've pulled out of pumps have been a pair of women's panties, an XXL t-shirt, a dead owl, and a dead three-legged cat. I still don't understand how most of the stuff makes it into the sewer system.
Oh my God.
I love thinking about the situations that led to the panic that they needed to flush that shit down the toilet. I get the dead cat.
But the owl.
The owl, or the double X t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck. Maybe they shit their pants. They had to use it.
And they wiped it.
Wiped it, I bet. And then they just flushed it down the fucking toilet.
With the panties, that's what I thought immediately. It's like you either period blood, piss, or shit your panties. And it's like, you're not at home. So you're like, just fucking, I gotta dispose of this evidence. I gotta hide it.
Get this out of here.
Mm-hmm. But the owl is weird.
That is super weird. What happened?
Like I feel like an endangered owl fucking flew into somebody's house.
Into the window. They panicked.
Into the window. And they panicked. And they were like one of those people like very scared about getting in trouble. And they were just like so worried about getting caught by the fucking police. They decided to flush it down the toilet. That's kind of a small owl too.
I know. But the wildest thing I have pulled out of a basin was a hand.
Ah, human hand.
I saw something tan caught in the wire gate in the basin. It was pretty twisted up with a bunch of rags in the basin. I took a minute to fish it out with a rake. Once I pulled it out of the water, I realized the hand was attached to a large Woody doll from Toy Story.
Oh.
I was so relieved when I realized I didn't have to call the police to report a murder. I live in a small town in Montana, so the largest our sewer mains get is 12 inches in diameter. Mm. Not like the giant mains in New York City that you can walk in. Yeah. I had to laugh, and I still have no idea how Woody doll made it down the toilet and through miles of the pipe. I hope you guys got a kick out of the story. I have plenty more stories of crazy things I've experienced while turning human shit into drinkable water. Keep up the great work, guys. You're a creeper, dumb, turd herder, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. There's no way that, and this probably happened to the owl too. There's no way that Toy Story doll Woody made it down the toilet. Like that part's too small. It must have went into like a sewer drainage.
Yes,
or something. Like it fell into some later part of the system.
I know,
and that's probably what happened to the owl too.
Can you imagine if that was a human hand though?
Oh my God!
Dude, oh no! That'd be terrible. Just a fish and be like, fuck. Well, there goes my day.
Then you find out like the weirdest story behind it, where it's like actually nobody died. Somebody was at a party. They accidentally cut their hand off.
Owl bit their hand off.
Owl bit their hand off. They were embarrassed. They wanted to ruin the party, so they decided just best to flush their hand down the toilet and just like go back to the party and try not to talk about it.
Killed the owl. Hand was gone. Flushed them both down the toilet. Here we are.
I'm just picturing somebody sitting like on a couch at like a little get together, and they're just pale as fuck.
And what'd you
like,
do?
They're just like holding like their arm. Like, are you okay, Gary?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, what?
I'm fine.
What are you doing? What's under the towel?
Nothing.
I'm just.
They just whip it up. Fine. You happy? It's just oh shit.
The ultimate version of that person who just doesn't want to bother anybody.
I don't want to bother anybody. We're having a good time. I don't want to throw off the vibe.
Like you guys were tossing your jokes around.
You guys wouldn't believe it anyway. I mean, how crazy an owl bit my hand off? Like, there's no way you guys are going to buy that shit. I figured I'd just hide it, flush him down the toilet. What are you talking about?
That just reminded me. This had nothing to do with the tour stuff. But my son Kyler just had a little get together with his buddies. There was like 10 of them. And it was like two of their birthday parties. And they went out bowling and stuff. And he presented this as if this was like a normal way to behave.
Yeah.
And we laughed, and then like he didn't laugh, so we'd like we didn't pursue it. It's like, okay. But like in my head, I'm like, what is this kid doing? One of his friends at this went to the bowling place, but didn't want to go bowling. They were like doing some stuff afterwards.
Right.
And he's like, I guess he's very kind of shy, introverted, doesn't like to bother people.
All right.
And somehow in his head, he thought he would be bothering people to go into the bowling alley and not bowl. So rather than do that, he just stayed in a fucking cold parking lot until they came outside after being done bowling. He just waited in the parking lot.
He's not going to make it.
What are you doing?
He's not going to make it through life.
Right.
You can't do that.
Dude, just sit there and don't bowl.
Get the fuck inside and sit
get
down.
Get inside, you fucking weirdo.
Sit the fuck down.
You're just going to hang out in the parking lot? I don't want to bother anybody.
Oh, are you going to bowl? That's why I'm out here.
That's why I'm out here in the parking lot freezing. Right. I don't want to
set you up. I don't
want
to trouble you.
I don't want
anybody
down.
Please. The owner's like, please come in.
Get in here. It's cold out there.
Get in there.
No, I don't want to cause a problem.
It's too much.
I'm just going to sit and stare ahead silently and wait for everybody to be done.
It does remind me, and then we'll wrap up the show here, of when Ezra was little, and I'm sure you did this too with Kyler, but like you have to go pee. You both got wieners, so you stand around the toilet and have like a sword fight.
Mm-hmm,
when you both pee in the toilet at the same time. This particular time, me and Ez, he's probably 3 or 4, and we're peeing in the toilet.
Yeah.
And... the pee stunk.
Right? Sure,
it was in the morning.
Asparagus.
Morning pee. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Morning pee. So we're peeing, and then he flushes the toilet, and then he's still standing there, and then the pee makes him gag. He goes, and then his binky falls out and goes right down the toilet. It happened so perfectly.
No!
Like exact timing.
Yeah.
There's no splash. It just went straight. And he just goes, oh no. Or he's like, binky. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I didn't know where other ones were. And he was a big binky baby. That was his favorite one. He would hunt for it, you know, before bedtime every night.
And that one's gone.
Remind me of that. Okay, well, that's it. That's our show. That's show number 82.
All right.
I feel good about it. Logan Keith, thanks, bro.
You got it.
Yeah. Thanks for the shirt, Logan. Too. We got the brand new shirt, calling it Getting Handsy. Available right now at badmagicmerch.com or iswedumb.com. Thanks to Logan as well for just being an overall nice guy.
A nice guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Zach Cohen, creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Follow us online. Just search for Is We Dumb. Video versions of the show on YouTube, Bad Magic Productions. You search for that. People have been commenting on we changed the name of the YouTube channel. Don't worry, same content.
Same content.
Now it says Dan Cummins Presents Bad Magic Productions.
We're preparing for more stand-up content to be on there.
And easier to search for.
Yep.
They're combining different channels into one thing. So don't worry.
Yeah.
What's happening? Just a little name change. Something you want to see on the show, dumb@iswedumb.com. And then general info, send that to info@iswedumb.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's wrap things up with a dad joke. Now.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow, neat dad joke.
All right.
Okay.
This was sent in by Dummy Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
So a woman walked into a bar and asked for an innuendo. And the bartender fucking gave it to her.
That was well done.
I don't know why. That's pretty funny to me.
That
the bartender fucking gave it to her.
The punchline came rhythm-wise earlier than I expected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's clever.
I'm not going to wait. Not on that shit. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Be safe.
It's we
Bad Magic Productions. Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.